Whenever I see those videos, I smile and cry a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a dog that looked just like Bandit on Instagram, and I was like in bed crying for a hot second.
Oh, no. Could you demonstrate how he was eating watermelon again? So imagine the power of the mics here.
What?
Yes. So welcome to a random episode of...
A very special episode.
...of Twin Appropriate Behavior. We're really doing a sound test.
You know, it's usually a visual element to our podcast, but today is a different story.
Yeah, a little bit. If you watched our last episode, you better have.
We'll link it below.
Yeah. And the idea was... to kind of invest in ourselves, right? To talk about not just your brand, right? That was the episode mainly it was about, but
right.
I was talking about before we got into that topic, we were upgrading, investing into this thing that is podcasting, that is content creation. And so you're hearing us from new microphones.
We did not get throat surgery.
No.
We do have different equipment to, you know, kind of.
Yeah. And to be specific, and in case you're wondering, like, I'm going to list out the gear that we purchased. Mainly me.
Yeah, I'm really just more of an admirer of said purchase because my purchases are going to.
Your business, your normal business.
My business, which, by the way, May 4th, please join us at the Long Beach Filipino Festival.
That's so addictive.
I'm so glad you pressed that button. That's a fun one. We'll go through all the kind of the new stuff that we're doing, and we'll go from there.
So, like I said, we have new microphones, and I do want to talk about this later. We probably should have like maybe a separate episode to talk about the gear and kind of see what we found in our testing. Was it worth it? Should you purchase this for the prices that was purchased for?
Right.
We have a Zoom ZD1 microphone meant for podcasting.
Yeah,
it's called a dynamic mic, so it's just a raw microphone with XLR wires, so you know, really basic analog stuff. And the mixer, the little sound thing, is Mark, go ahead and pick a button that you like.
Oh yeah, this is my favorite one because I can always do and kind of figure out what I'm gonna, and then I what yeah, this is a stupid but oh yeah, and also this because it makes me feel good.
we have a mixer here. It's the Tascam Mixcast 4. Now, for those of you in the know, the biggest competitor to this device is a Rodecast Pro 2. So we're all familiar with Rode, right? With, you know, the microphones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we don't have Rode money.
No.
So this Zoom mic was quite cheap. I'll talk about it in another episode. But, you know, we have the mixer here to... have better sound quality, first and foremost.
Right. I'm pretty sure you can hear and hopefully feel the difference here because we have kind of felt the difference, I think, in the depth and the robustness of the voice and the sound capture.
Yeah, you feel a little bit lighter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel so light. Oh, my God.
So, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
That is one of my favorite buttons ever.
And oh, yeah.
I call it the minion button.
Minion button.
Papoy, banana, sagging.
See? I mean...
too much fun.
Yeah, see, we're going to spare you like the entire... we won't do that the entire time because we were really tempted to do it that way.
We already have another recording that just was laughing at ourselves.
We may or may not release that.
No. But we might. But it's funny because, you know, Matthew took a listen on the headphones, which are Behringer something or others. I don't remember the name of it just now. But, I mean, they're on the cheap, right? So, you know, if you can get $100 mics for way less than $100, you go for it.
That's a win. That's totally a win.
Yeah, you know, and it's just the quality here is, like, so much different. And you don't, I mean, yeah, we're not audiophiles. We're not snobs about it, but... to have the gear kind of helps. I think it's because now we're using this gear to try our podcast at a different medium, right?
Right, right. And let us know what you think, because I feel like just listening to the playback, it already sounds completely different. Not that it sounded awful, but I feel like there's a little more warmth and depth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Perfect words to use, right? Because we want to be able to have a product that we're satisfied with, and if we're satisfied with it, so would you, right?
Right. We're also not going to be gatekeepers about how we do this.
Yeah. Because if you're just regular folks like us,
yeah, right,
you want to get into this, it's totally possible. It's also about the timing, right? Because not going to lie, this mic that we're using right now, Mark, it was supposed to be 100, went down to 79, went down to 49, got it for 29.
That's
on Amazon.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah. And this is, I did the reviews. It's a good mic, not a great mic, but a good one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a vast improvement of what we had before. Not that what we had was awful, but I feel like now there's a little more versatility with this setup.
Yeah, and less post-work in the audio side.
A lot less post-work.
So I was able to buy some mic stands. We're actually just on the table right now.
We literally just finished having dinner and we're like, let's set this shit up and kind of see where it goes.
Yeah, and here we are doing a podcast episode.
I'm a little burpy. That adobo was really good, by the way.
You got
it. Thank you for dinner.
Mm-hmm. You got it. happy to make it. Maybe do an episode on cooking, you know?
Oh, yeah. We can do like Julia Child, you know?
or
Julia Child. It's when you have the grasp.
You're such a beast, Mark.
I...
Oh no, see, now it's gonna go off the rails. Oh, but the cool thing is we can go the other way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so like, you know, we've been having way too much fun with this. And you know, just the
abilities. Oops.
The abilities. You know what I mean? Yeah. What was that? I'm trying to think of that radio show. Theo, remember? Oh. You're listening to The Sexy Storm. No, The Quiet Storm. Oh, yeah. The Sexy Quiet Storm.
Oh, my God. Is that Theo?
Yes. Thanks for noticing.
Wait a minute. You're Asian?
Yes. I mean, yes.
So many ways that we can, so many directions that we could take with this.
Oh man, so many bits. I could play with that voice changer all day.
I know, and we oh god, it can get really bad really quickly.
Because like, I just thinking about like the dumb shit we say already just to make it high pitched. Oh god,
but we were like,
oh yeah.
Or my favorite thing is like, I was like, you know, Chef from South Park.
Hello, children.
It's so good.
My favorite one was we were talking about earlier. It's like, what if we made like Drag Race, but like a fighting game, right? It would be like,
drag her. Flawless. What's it? What did I say? Oh, yeah. Flawless outfit. Are you going to have the throaty, like, drag her? Oh, yeah, that's very Mortal Kombat. That. Drag her. Very metal, right?
Oh, drag metal. So good. Or it's like,
man, I feel so slow.
You know?
See, obviously we were playing with this feature only the entire time before we started recording, but it still cracks me the hell up.
But, you know, hopefully you guys enjoy the content that comes out of this. But, you know, I think, since we're here, let's talk about and remind people what's happening very soon.
Yeah, actually. So we'll be, by and by, mm-hmm. We will be at the Long Beach Filipino Festival. see? I love those buttons. It's just so it'll be May 4th.
Wrong button.
It'll be on May 4th. At 11 to 7. So just check out the description below and we'll link you to all the information, the address, and everything like that. It will be $5 at the door. Kids 10 and under are free, and seniors 65 and better are free. So come check us out. There's going to be a lot of different acts, which is funny. Speaking of the acts, usually Kayamanan, we usually would like perform at something like this there, mm-hmm. But I've noticed on the lineup there's not a lot of like cultural stuff. It's more of like a lot of the urban modern culture stuff, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh man, I was really hoping to see some other groups and stuff. I know there's one group that's there's one group that's featuring like a Kulintang band kind of thing, mm-hmm. and I think they have dancers. Cool. I think that'd be really dope. But it'll be really cool to see, you know, hip hop artists, dancers, and all sorts of acts that are going to be there. So I'm really excited to come. I'm really excited to go. Of course, I'm going to come there. But
you have to. You're vending.
Yeah, I fucking paid for that, so I better be there.
Yeah, I would hope so. You're literally vending,
right? Well, so anyway, I hope you guys come and check us out, and we may or may not have a camera and or microphone in your face to kind of just talk to you and kind of, you know, shoot the shit and kind of just see what you guys like. And mm-hmm. yeah, you know,
and we'll make sure we get your permission verbally at least, because we don't, you know, we don't have any writing.
Right. We'll probably preface it with like, my name is, and I give you permission to use my audio files or whatever.
Or my name is. Oh no, I hit the wrong button again. You know, or be like,
I will allow this recording to ensue. No, they'll use this filter because they want to remain anonymous. We'll blur their face out. Yeah.
Where did Mark approach you?
He approached me here and it scared me.
Can you show me on the doll where he touched you?
It was right here.
Awful.
I know. But I think a lot of what we're trying to do with just this particular episode, well, I guess we'll call it 6.5.
Yeah, we can say it's like episode 6 Nano.
Nano?
You know, like remember the iPod Nano?
Oh, God.
Should I call it episode 6 Shuffle?
It should be the 6 Mini first and then the Nano.
No, but the Nano is the small one, because I don't think this is going to be like an hour or something. It's going to be pretty short, and it's really kind of just on the fly, because we really just wanted to test this out.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, and I mean, this voice changer, well, I could be here like all night. Just laughing at myself, saying the dumbest shit with this.
Or like, you know, when Asians play Mortal Kombat.
Scholarship, scholarship, scholarship.
Oh, that's
stuff
funny.
Like that. There's great bits, but I think we can use this for a lot of different reasons. And if we somehow do this during the 4th, that'd be cool. If not, that's okay. You know,
well, you know, if we don't, we don't. We're going to find some way to have some sort of content, but if we can actually set this up, you know, even if it's just audio, I think it'll be really fun. And then we can just kind of put footage and or even pictures you guys send of us. And it will be cool to kind of put that up on the socials and the YouTubes.
Yeah, it's super legit. We have the aesthetic down. We were always the type of creators who were good with video, good with pictures,
yeah,
not so good with audio,
right? Because that was almost like an afterthought, wasn't it? Because really we would just use the music that we knew, and then we can choreograph the footage to that and cut it to that. But it's never been like, hey, you know, let's record our conversations in a very professional, clean, crisp manner.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like we're in a noisy area. It sounds like a studio, which this totally is. Totally. Right. I'm not nervous at all. Totally. No. Yeah.
Oh, wow. My acting skills have gotten better.
Yeah. Plus 10 acting. But yeah, thanks for listening in this time, guys. It's been fun. It's actually kind of cool it feels legit. Like we're in just looking at you, I feel like we're literally in a studio.
Yeah, we have our monitors on and we're like, hey, welcome to the Quiet Sexy Storm.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Quiet Storm with Theo. or like during Halloween. I'm gonna get your mom.
God. Yeah, see, you're gonna get so much of that.
We're gonna get canceled. We could, you know, we'd be like,
oh no, I'm canceled. Who fucking cares?
But until next time, guys, this has been episode 6 Nano.
Right. I mean, there wasn't even any formal introduction. There wasn't anything. We're just like, let's just kind of test this and kind of share it, you know.
And thank you, studio audience, for joining us here today.
And we fed everyone in the studio audience adobo also.
They're like, that's so good, you know. So
their words exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, I told them to go themselves, so.
And they did, which was kind of wild.
I know, they got seconds. What would have thought?
This is why there's no visual this time, because it's not appropriate for the YouTubes.
But here we are on YouTubes right now.
Right.
but you know, it's kind of cool. Maybe we can do some podcasts that's just more conversational. And that way, you know, a lot of people like myself, Eileen included, when a podcast is on, it's usually as noise, as background noise.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
We all do that. It'll either make your laundry folding easier, your commute a little more bearable. And that's what kind of what we want to do too. And I'm sure eventually I got to really learn how to do these RSS feeds, but to eventually have this kind of stuff on like Spotify and all that other shit. But you know, that's also like money that you don't have.
Yeah. No, I mean like Spotify for podcasters as a thing. So.
Right. And that's also, we wanted to, that's why we dived into the YouTube podcasting thing too, because that was fairly new. But anyway, we said bye like a minute ago, but I think this time.
Yeah, we're getting the time out. Got him.
We're having way too much fun.
We're gonna load in some of our own stuff, but I think that'll do it.
So. Yeah, we'll see you on May 4th.
We'll see you on the 4th.
May the
4th be with you at Long Beach. At Long Beach Filipino Festival.
Is that a Saturday?
Saturday.
On that note, have a good one, everybody.
Till the next one.
We'll see you in the next one. Bye.